4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy, happy. Oh, man. Dude. I like that one. That one's good.
What? This is Sammy Adams Summer Ale?
Sammy.
Hey, today... Hey, Fonz, what's up?
What's up? Hey, what's up? How's it going?
It's going great.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th. This is the Walter and Fonz pre-4th of July show.
Pilot number six.
Hence, we had X. But we had X not only because of this freaking sick-ass track, but for another reason, right?
Yeah.
What's up?
We just want to honor a homie, right?
An awesome guy. We were writing the show, and we were just thinking about a really good podcast mentor of ours.
Lance Leather Anderson. Lance Leather Anderson. Verge of a Fringe.
Story.
What was the story?
All things story. I love to tell stories, dude. Jesus.
Love that
you
guy.
Hey, Lance, if you're hearing this show, you should buy a Volkswagen so you can tell people in the back like stories and shit. But we were thinking of you. And then 4th of July, because it's a pre-4th of July show. I love X. I know no one else loves X more than I do, than you. So we were just like, let's give Lance some love, right?
In honor of Lance.
In honor of Lance.
4th of July. 4th of July song, awesomeness.
So wherever you are, I hope you are either having or have had a 4th of July.
Yeah, and I'm still waiting for my belt.
And Fonz, happy 4th of July to you.
Hey, yeah, dude. Are you going to buy illegal fireworks?
I'm not
into the fireworks?
I'm not a big fireworks guy. Like watching them.
I don't like burning money. I don't like gambling, let alone fucking... spending money on fucking fireworks.
Well, I love fireworks. I just don't like to light them. Like, it's really awesome to, like, I mean, some I love to drink beer and watch SportsCenter. So every once in a while, it gives me a break from watching SportsCenter. Like, fireworks, I'm cool to drink beer and watch. You know what I mean?
You know, the only, like, fireworks that I like are the times that you go to Dodger Stadium and they have the fireworks show afterwards.
Wait, do you like it because of the soundtrack and the fireworks, or do you like it just because you like watching the fireworks? Because the soundtrack's always dope, dude.
But it's think about that. You're at Dodger Stadium. Hopefully they won.
Yeah.
You're fucking hanging out. It's a summer freaking evening, and there's fireworks, a soundtrack. You probably have a beer in your hand.
Yeah.
And you didn't pay for no fireworks.
Yeah.
And it's like a $1 million show. What else could you want?
No, you don't. I wouldn't want anything else. That is the way to go, dude. And, like, all, like, the kids, they let them go on the outfield, you know?
Yeah.
And you try to sneak in because you're still a kid, too. But, like, they're like, dude, come on, you're 34.
Not yet.
So, yeah, I know. It's – if you haven't done that – I've done it once in my life. It's like a fireworks weekend that they do. I don't know that went on the 4th, but I went on a fireworks in July weekend.
That series.
It was amazing. But they do, like, they'll play, like – like it's like all things. They'll play like banda music, and they'll play Psy. Like they'll play like for Mexicans, for Koreans. They'll play like, of course they have to play I Love LA. Of and course. It's like everything. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just like, damn, all we needed that would have complete this would if we would have gotten a Dodger victory.
Like, hey, we're right now, it's six hot. In a row.
Well, we lost one last night. Oh. Pretty bad. But that's all right. Six out of seven is awesome.
Hey, they don't know that. It's 4th of July.
That's true. Well, hopefully we got a better record or even more closer to damn number it. One by 4th of July. But you're right. 4th of July. But hey, America, pal. Hey, it's America, pal. Let's get one thing straight. It's America, pal.
Hey, so I saw you looking at some America stuff, but it was like the Spanish. You're trying to mix it up today, huh?
Well, no, I was just trying to figure out what E-E-U-U meant, right? I don't know if you guys watch soccer or write in Spanish, but like it's USA is in Spanish is E-E-U-U. I'm sorry. E-E-U-U.
E-E-U-U, yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like a song.
Song or
no,
what?
No, it sounds like the Jetsons song. Remember the Jetsons?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, ee, ooh, ah, or something like
Shallow
that.
Shallow Wild Bang Bang. What? But did we figure that out?
You figured that.
I figured that out. So ee, ee, ooh, ooh is like in Spanish. If you're gonna initial anything and that word ends it's plural, then you just double letter it. Like if United States was United State, then it would be like Estado Unido, so it would be EU, but because it's Estados Unidos, like both words end with S's, they're both plural.
Yeah.
So you have to put EE and then UU.
To like, okay.
So like, if you know Spanish more than us, then you would know. Oh, then that stands for Estados Unidos.
Oh wow! Okay.
So, like, I don't know. There was another example of, like, military. It was, like, Fuerzas Aéreas or whatever. It was, double A, you know?
Yeah. It's Fuerzas. Because it's more than one and then more than one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Both words are plural. And so the E-E-U-U is because that word Estado is plural, Estados. And then the U, Unidos, that's plural, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I just learned that right now.
Well, so what I thought, that's what happens when you tune into this show. You learn things every sixth show. But, you know, what got me thinking was, well, what the hell would Uncle Sam think about this? And then what got me thinking later, because I was already a couple of beers in, I was like, well, who the fuck is Uncle Sam?
He's not my uncle.
Is he a figment of my imagination? I don't have any Samuel, maybe. Samafacio, maybe.
I got Uncle Sammy.
So I did a little research. It being the Walter and Fawn show, pre-4th of July show, I did a little research on the Uncle Sam. Who the F is Uncle Sam?
Who is
and
Uncle
where
Sam?
Is he?
Is he a propaganda, like, myth, or
he's
what is
within
he?
All of us. He's within all of us. No, but where did that come from, right?
Yeah.
Well, Uncle Sam comes from a guy named Samuel Wilson. Samuel Wilson was a meat packer in New York. He supplied...
You sure meat and not fudge?
Yeah, no, he was a meat packer. Okay. He was out of New York, and he supplied rations for soldiers back in the day. Like, not Vietnam, but, like, back, even more back in the day. Like, some war before World War One. Anyway, there was a requirement for, like, contractors, like, who, like, supplied the food. They would stamp their initials and then send it to wherever the rations were going to go, right? And so Samuel Wilson's packages were always labeled E.A./US. So like it was E.A and then /United States, US.
Yeah.
So when someone asked him, what the hell does that stand for? He was like, well, it stands for Albert Anderson, who was the contractor who Samuel Wilson worked for. So you had to put the contractor's initials on there. So his contractor was Albert Anderson, and it was like an EA. And then the US stood for, United States. But he would say jokingly, Uncle Sam. And he was referring to Sam Wilson, like himself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he was always like, oh, it's EA, Uncle Sam, and me. Yeah, exactly.
Sweet.
And so that was always the joke. And so that was always stamped on the food, on the rations that were being sent.
But do you know if Uncle Sam looked like Uncle Sam?
I do not know if Uncle Sam looked like Uncle Sam. But later on, that was kind of the story, the little folklore, the hearsay story. But later on, like in 1835, this is back in the day, Brother Jonathan, that was like a this fictitious character that was used in a publication in like in a New England magazine back in the day. He would say that Uncle Sam, what he symbolized, what the country itself, Brother Jonathan, who was this fictitious character, he represented the country, USA. Mm-hmm. But Uncle Sam represented government and its power.
Oh.
So Uncle Sam is government and its power. And so we, the people, we all vote.
Yeah.
We are all kind of Uncle Sam. So Uncle Sam is not only white or goat from the goatee, but he's also, he's not half white, half goatee, but he's also half every other walk of life that is in the United States.
Wow.
That's pretty dope, right?
Hell yeah.
I think that's pretty dope. So like, like if you like threw a shade of tan on him, you know, you wouldn't be, you wouldn't be inaccurate. That's true because it's all of us. It's all of the United States.
That's crazy.
So Uncle Sam is government and power.
Government and power.
And then the other guy, whoever. It's not, the other guy's not important.
Yeah, we
that
don't
guy's
care.
Not important. That guy's, he's from New England, so he's not important.
So what do you think Uncle Sam's going to be doing this weekend?
It's a great question.
Since it's all in us.
He'll be arresting a lot of people. I'll tell you.
The government, yeah.
He'll be arresting a lot of people that, that if you're talking about us.
Oh, what about that, that football player that got arrested for having – no, no, basketball player. Arenas. Ooh. Arenas?
He got arrested again?
He got arrested for having 100 pounds of fireworks in his truck.
Shut up.
Yeah, I swear.
Oh, my God.
What's his name?
Gilbert Arenas.
Gilbert Arenas.
For a long time, I was like, the Lakers need him. The Lakers need him. I am glad those fools didn't get him. Are you serious?
Yeah, he just got arrested.
Where did he get him from?
I don't know. Chinatown, Mexico, somewhere.
Who's out of control, dude? Like, you get $1 million 100 bucks,
pounds.
If you, like... Oh man, that guy showed up to a basketball game. Like he has played an NBA basketball game. He played it in dress shoes. Like they weren't
what?
They weren't not dress shoes, like he played them in like you know how like now
like Stacey Adams
Nike,
or what?
No, but you know how Nike or like Vans, they make casual
oh,
shoes.
Yeah.
They're still tennis shoes. Like you can still run and shit with them, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
They still have the airbag or something or what?
They're just kind of casual. But if you're a professional basketball player, you probably need to have the best basketball shoes, right? He played in casual shoes, like Nike, but like they were skater shoes, like or they were like Chain Reaction, or no, they were Dolce & Gabbana shoes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they were Dolce & Gabbana like tennis
athletic
shoes.
Shoes.
Athletic shoes, exactly.
No way.
No, he balled. He scored 23 points in them. I was like, where are you playing shoes? He's like, I can imagine. He's like, I just got out of the club. I'm like, come on, give me the ball, give me the rock, give me the rock.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's gangster.
I want that baseball card right there, yeah, or that basketball card right
there. Yeah, exactly.
Upper Deck, please send it to me, please.
Yeah, exactly.
I want that one. Amazing.
Well, you know what I do plan on doing for 4th of July? Since it's the pre-4th of July party that we're celebrating right now.
Yes.
For later is I'm a barbecue, dude. Barbecue, play some cornhole. I'm not going to be in anyone's cornhole, but I'm going to play cornhole or sand throw in the whole game, whatever.
I like
it's
that game, dude.
I love that game, dude.
Yeah, I mean, if we don't have ping pong, I guess we can play cornhole, you know?
We might get ping pong.
But you know what I'm scared of now is playing fucking beer pong.
Ooh.
I'm scared of beer pong
now.
Scared?
Just put the ball in the cup. You'll win. You don't have to drink.
That because I can't do that. I'm not that good. But because the ball falls on the ground in somebody's hand, they want to go take a leak. And then fuck
then you
it.
Gotta get checked for STDs.
Yeah,
you gotta figure that out.
It's like, what the fuck? Am I pregnant? That's like, it's like, oh, dude, you start thinking about all that shit. It's like, never mind. You know what we have
and
to have?
Why'd you just roll to the party with Gilbert Arenas? He'll fucking shoot that shit in dress shoes.
He'll make that shit like fucking nothing but net, huh?
Nothing but beer.
Nothing but
He'll
beer.
Shoot it, nothing but beer.
All right, maybe if on we have a side cup with the balls in there with like nothing but vodka, then it'll sterilize the whole thing, right?
That's true. How long does vodka last when we're with us? Dude, that's just gonna be slurped by someone.
Somebody's gonna creep up like out of nowhere, like freaking Gil Flores, and just say, "Oh, there's an empty cup of fucking vodka."
Yep, exactly.
It's gone.
It's gone. I'm like, can we have the ping pongs back? Can you shit the ping? Can you shit the ping pong back out? Because we're trying to play a game here.
That's hilarious.
So yeah. Yeah. Pre-4th of July.
Pre-4th of July. Hey, it's like Christmas in June or what's that called?
Christmas in July, dog.
Christmas in July.
Christmas in July. Hey, not gonna lie, a quick tidbit. My niece was here and she found the Charlie Brown Christmas.
No so way.
She wanted to watch it.
You have it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Well, I know you have the tree. Hey, I know, man, you have the Christmas tree.
If you don't have Charlie Brown Christmas, there's no Uncle Sam in you, dude.
You're still illegal.
So she wanted to watch it, dude. I go, I looked at her. It was fucking hot. I was like, fuck it. Throw that shit on. And then the windows were open, so the neighbors are walking by, and they They can see the...
On the big screen?
This motherfucker is on drugs. Of course, when they look through the windows, they can only see my head. They can't see my five-year-old niece. Like, she's laying on the floor. Of course, they can only see me by myself. Yeah.
She's all on her stomach, just with her hands.
With her
on
hands
her.
Over her chin, under her chin, yeah, dude. And they're like, "Motherfucker, crackhead, right here, dude."
Call the cops.
Call the cops, dude.
That's hilarious.
But Christmas in June, Christmas in July.
Yeah.
Hey, and drink a lot of beer.
Christmas right now, dude. That's what it feels like.
Hey, so thanks for Samuel Adams Summer Ale,
dude. It's summertime.
That's some French Prince action. French. That sounds nasty. Fresh Prince. Ham. But you bought other beer. What? We took some pictures before we did the show. What was the beer? It was like,
which one?
Rich, balanced, and complex.
Oh, the Samuel Adams, the original one.
Oh, it says that underneath it.
Yeah. It was just the original freaking Sam Adams, and it was just like, hey, this is what I want to become. It's just the Boston Lager one.
2 out of 3 ain't bad, right?
Yeah, rich, balanced, and complex. You guys figure out which 2 out of 3 I am.
Yeah. We'll help you out with the other one.
Yeah.
Let's pass a hat around.
I love this part, dude. That sounds awesome, right?
Hey, guess what, fucker? In the spirit of 4th of July, this is the New English. This is Boston's ale, right? The Boston Beer Company.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're keeping it. We're keeping it East
American,
Coast.
America.
We're keeping it American. That's right.
Yeah, because I saw the Tecates and they were on special or whatever. But I was like, you know, we drink that shit all the time.
Hey, I'm down. I'm down.
I wanted to mix it up a little bit. What's his name? Jim Cook, the owner of Samuel.
That's right. Yeah, Jim Cook.
So I was like, let's give that fool some love, dude, because that fool gives a lot of like small businesses love.
Doesn't he give loans?
He gives loans too. Like, they're called like micro loans or whatever.
Yeah.
But he does. He gives people love.
That's cool.
So like the whole anti fucking Walmart and all that other shit, we gotta mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Hit it up with these little companies. Fuck like Budweiser.
This
and
is
all
the big little company.
Yes.
It's fucking amazingly big little company.
And it's really good. And I get too fucked up.
Speaking of beer.
Like I am right now.
Speaking of beer, let's get into the first segment of our show, dude. We were talking about what is the best. You brought this up.
Yes,
What is the best beer you've ever had? But not like the best tasting. You're talking about, what were you talking about when you brought this up?
Well, yeah, not the best tasting, because I had like fucking, there was this bottle of beer that JP bought, and it was $75 for one bottle of beer. $75, and it was amazing beer. It tasted like cognac.
What?
Yes, it was really, really good beer.
Carbonated cognac.
Yeah, and we shared it with 3 people, and it was really, really good beer. But in my memory of like drinking like the best beer I ever had, I think I have to go back to like the beginning of my drinking. I want to hear go back in time.
Speaking
type
of which,
shit.
Let me interrupt you right there. Congratulations to the Chicago Blackhawks, who Wayne's World loves. They won the fucking Stanley Cup Finals, and every time that came up, I kept thinking, man, that reminds me of Wayne World. Wayne's World. So let's go back. And what were you thinking?
Oh, my favorite,
We're going one of. Let's go with one of ours.
Okay.
It's safe to like just kind of. I don't know that I have a one. Yeah. Fuck it. Do whatever you want.
Well, because
it's a goddamn show.
I mentioned the Mud Run, and that was probably one of the best beers I've ever had.
The beer after a long run.
Yeah. Exactly. That's always amazing, right?
Yeah.
That's a given.
Yeah.
But the best beer I ever had was one of my uncles got married, right? So we had to be on the fucking. The penguin suit and all dressed up and everything, part of the wedding. And I was I was maybe like 12, 13 years old. And we had to set up and do all that shit. And I'm pretty sure the wedding was in Long Beach.
Sweet.
So the wedding was in Long Beach and we were setting up and I was all taking the pictures and doing this. And it was like a summer summer day. It was fucking hot as fuck in a tuxedo, right? It sucks. So I was like 12 or 13 years old. And then out of nowhere, one of my uncles, he came up and he goes, here. And he gave me a Corona. And then he was drinking his Corona all cool. And I was like, fuck, I was sweating my ass off. And I just downed up Corona, dude. It felt amazing going down my throat, right? And I was like 12 or 13 years old. And
oh,
I just
that has to be good.
And just cooled you off. And I was like, all right, let's go back to work. Let's do whatever we have to do. Fix the tables and bring the chairs and do all that shit that you do in weddings, right? But that beer, that Corona beer, always sticks in my head. Like, fuck, that was an amazing beer. It was so, like, cold, and I was fucking sweating in this fucking this suit and shit. And I was like, man, that was awesome. So I drank the shit, like in, like, 2 seconds, right? I just downed the Corona.
And then
I just
downed it. I'm pretty good at this.
So then he looked at me. He was like, he didn't cuss, but he's like, damn, like he had that face like, fuck.
Damn, son.
And then so then we went back to work. But that first Corona, it probably was one of my first beers ever.
Oh, it's fucking great.
So, you know, like everybody complains about, oh, the beer tastes nasty when you're young. It's like, ugh, I hate it.
Put that motherfucker in a
oh
sauna.
Oh, my God.
Put him in a sauna.
Yeah, and then give him a cold beer. Amazing.
We're only human.
So, yeah, for me, it had to be that first Corona, like that one Corona.
That's pretty cool.
And I hate Corona now, so you can just imagine that beer must have tasted amazing.
So let me ask you this, because it sounds like it's a little bit of both. It was the best tasting taste. Not like it was just like your hot. It was the best tasting taste, but it was also associated with a really good memory, right?
It does,
no,
yeah.
It was just more of that.
It cooled me off. I'm sure it probably relaxed me. I was like 13. I don't know. Maybe got me buzzed or whatever. So it had to be the combination of like your uncle giving you this beer like for the first time. He's never given me a beer in my life.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, drink this. And I'm like, cool. You know, you felt like an adult. And the whole combination of being felt like you can drink a beer with your uncle and a wedding and the whole situation and being hot. It was fucking amazing, dude. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think about.
That is pretty dope. That does sound like one of the best beers or the best beer you've ever had.
What about you, fucker?
I don't know, man. I mean, I've had so many
like
beers.
I saw you thinking out there. You're like, fuck, what am I going to say?
I've had so many beers, and each beer, I don't discriminate. They're all my favorite. Any color, any size, any shape. All I'm talking about beers here. They're all just so delicious, dude. It's like, wow. I think that if we have to do it like that, I think that one of my favorite beers of all time, it's very funny, this beer that I had, dude. My brother, which I love my brother, I hold him in high regard, and so when he messes up, it's even better because I'm like, yes, you're like all of us, which he's always been. I'm just joking with that, but I just hold him in high regard, and I remember being barely in high school. I don't even know if it's like high. I think it was the summer before high school. We had already played. The summer after ninth grade, and he picked me up. We went to Oregon. He had some friends out there, and I had never drank. I drank with you fools. Fuck, since I don't know when, since we were eating
before
Rice
like
Krispies
high school
and shit. But like, I had never drank with my brother, right? And so I was always scared and whatever. And my brother had already been in the military. Anyway, he picks me up, and we went to Oregon. We're in the freaking woods out there, and we're hanging out, and him and his friends are drinking, and of course, I'm like Mitchie Kramer, dude, from Days of Confused, my long hair. I weighed about 110 pounds,
I'm
dude.
Cool.
Yeah, and I grab a beer. One of his friends gave me a beer, dude, and I remember, like, I cracked it, and it was a Pete's Wicked Ale. Goddamn fucking granola motherfuckers up north, but I drank a Pete's Wicked Ale, dude, and I fucking... And I remember it was like, this is different. Because, you know, in the hood, we're drinking Tecate, Coors Light. And this was like the first, like thick beer. You know what I mean? I just remember drinking it. And I was like, damn, this feels good. This feels good. And I remember I made eye contact with my brother, dude. And I was like, what the fuck? The thing was, when he made eye contact with me, he was downing a beer. And he's like, oh, you're drinking a beer. And then I just said, fuck it.
He didn't say anything.
He just downed it, dude. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, I don't know. And then we just like, he was like, because you know what? My brother's 8 years older than me. And my parents, not because they're bad, just because they have to work. Like, it's a typical Hispanic American family. Like, they work all day so they don't spend time with their kids. You know, so I'm kind of on my own, you know? But my brother kind of played more than a brother. He was like a father figure to me. So it was kind of like, what the fuck? And he just gave me a hug, and I was like, yeah. And I was like, does that mean I get to drink more?
Can I have another?
Yeah. So let's just say I drank a shitload while he wasn't looking. But that first one, to get, whatchamacallit, just to get acceptance. You know what? Fuck, yeah. Man. People drink beer. People love beer. I fucking love beer. I love beer so much. And it's not like it's me alone. It's the rest of this goddamn country.
Yeah.
Everyone loves beer. To be American is to love beer, you know? Good beer, though, too, right?
Good beer now. Everybody so, turned to the good
but
beer.
But it was just like, I mean, I don't know if to say to like honor or blame. Both words fit the sentence. But, you know, it's because of him.
Interchangeable.
That I'm such a beer lover and I love it, you know? And so that I think that's probably my favorite beer.
That is amazing.
We drank a lot of beer in Vegas this last weekend, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
What'd you think? You have a good time?
Amazing time.
Well, before we talk about Vegas, let's take a little break.
Do it.
I love the Dead Kennedys, dude. You know, when my kid comes with a shave head, if he shows up with Blink-182, I'ma hit him. If he comes with Dead Kennedys, I'm be like, cool, I know he's going to Stanford.
So what, Walt?
What's up?
How was your Vegas trip?
My Vegas trip was made of, I won't say for what, but I'll say what it was made for. It was made for all, wait. No, I'll say what it was made up of. I won't say what it was for, but I'll say what it was made up of. And it was made up of the best fucking misfits, brawler, degenerate, lice, having just dirty, grungy, missing teeth, ball collection of extraordinary nonsense holders.
Loyal motherfuckers, though, too.
Loyal.
Loyal.
Loyal like bird dogs, dude. We went to Vegas for 2 days. Well, the plan was three. We had to leave for two. After two, we were done. And
it felt like a week.
It felt like a week.
Yeah.
It was incredible. I can never exchange that, dude. That was amazing.
I have to thank you.
Me?
For getting everybody together and taking us to Vegas.
Hey.
Thank you, Walter.
Hey.
Thank you.
If it's going to be that kind of party, I'll tell you what, you know.
Respect.
Respect. Dude, yeah, you're very welcome. But I, you know, your thank you is only going to get reflected back to you for you showing up, for Jay, for Fonz, for Noodles. You know what Noodles told me? Noodles goes like this, hey, take my bags. And I go, why? Did you take them yourself? He's like, yeah, but then I got to go to the hotel. I just, because, you know, we left earlier than he did. He's like, I just want to kind of show up while you fools are drunk and pretend I was always there.
Because he showed up late, right?
He showed up late. So you, Jay, my brother, Nudes, Gil the Thrill, Batman, Chippy. And
Dr. Alex.
I mean, that was disgustingly awesome, dude.
Did you mention Seabass?
And the funniest, the fucking ass clown of them all, Seabass.
Oh, dude, it was an amazing weekend, though. It really was.
It was amazing because we just got to do whatever the fuck we wanted to do. And I know that sounds like, well, don't you usually have to do that for Vegas? No. No one has. No one gets to do whatever they want in Vegas. There's always that one person who you're there for, or there's always that one, like, we're going to do this, or you're supposed to do that. You can't, like, one, and I mean 100% genuinely do whatever the fuck you want to do in Vegas. This was that trip for me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's a lot of other things that I want to do, but as for me, as for, like, a guy, do whatever the fuck I wanted to do. And whatever you wanted to do, and whatever everyone in that group wanted to do. It was genuinely, I think, 100% what we all wanted to do.
It was. It was. Do you remember the fucking the Neon Museum?
Fucking, I barely do, but I remember we didn't get in.
Yeah, we didn't get in.
And we didn't get in because they were closed.
I think they wanted to be closed when we showed up.
We were buggy-eyed, red-faced.
No,
beard,
but
drinking,
before that,
breath stinking.
We had a good meal. Remember the meal?
I mean, seriously, we started at Hash House of Go-Go.
What time?
I don't know. What time did we get there?
Okay, we left at 4:30 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Or like 5.
And when I picked up my brother that morning, I go, hey, are you ready to go fishing or what? It's a fishing trip.
Yeah, like exactly, dude. We were fishing. But we left like about maybe 5 o'clock in the morning. We showed up in Vegas maybe 9:30, maybe 10 o'clock. I think 10 was probably the latest,
oh,
right?
Oh, God, yeah.
We showed up at Hash House of Go-Go. Everybody gets the, what was that shit called? The
Alex Rickman?
No. Before that, we get the bacon.
The hair of the dog.
Hair of the dog.
Hash House of Go-Go, seriously.
Love you. I love you, yeah, Hash House of Go-Go. If you were a girl, I would marry you.
I would marry. If you were a 300-pound girl, I would still marry you.
Yes, yes.
but you're even better than a girl. You're a restaurant.
Yes.
You're like, you serve all with class, with dignity.
Amazing.
And
amazing.
With a tall can of Budweiser in a brown paper bag and 5 juicy strips of succulent bacon.
Yes.
That's what we did while we waited.
Yeah.
Drank Budweiser and ate bacon.
Yeah. And then everybody got their meals and everything, but that place, I love that place, dude. I want a place like that in L.A.
Yeah. That's really all we need. Missing that, right?
Yeah. L.A. is missing that.
I think it's Indiana. It's Indiana.
I don't care.
San
Bring
Diego
it to LA.
Has one. Bring them.
I don't give a fuck.
We're going to put an online petition to put
I'm
one in
start, LA. I'm going to start a whole Facebook fucking petition and bring that shit to LA.
I have now signed me up because that place is amazing. You know, gosh, it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful, I tell you.
But yeah, we had a great time. We went there. We tried to go to the fucking Neon. I don't know if you remember this. We went to the Neon Museum. We took pictures out front, and then we like the guy told us, "Oh, you guys gotta have to get like fucking reservations and shit like that." So we went back to the car, and this security guard, it must have been like 4 foot, like 8,
little rat hands.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was what was that character on Saturday Night Live?
Pat,
or I see.
I was thinking that when she walked up.
I was like, Pat's coming towards us, dude. Pat is coming towards us. What is she gonna do? There's like fucking 8-9 guys right there, just standing.
Fat Mexican dude.
Dude. She thought we were stealing the car.
Yep.
And so she was checking us. She's like, hey, I didn't see you guys bring this car, blah blah blah, and this and that. So I need proof that this is your car.
Well, my key is my crowbar. Like, it fits into the keyhole if you jam it in.
So we told Sebas, hey, just click the remote on the fucking alarm. Blip, blip. Okay, I don't know what okay. I can't say anything else.
No.
No?
She goes, can I see one? Well, who's going to drive it? I need to see a license. Everyone's like, whoa. Started walking away, dude. That shit was funny. I'm like, why are you guys doing that, dude? You guys are all legal. Like, we're all have to. It's just a reaction from Hispanics, dude. She's like, oh, okay, that's cool. Can I see one license? Can I see one license so I know someone's driving? Everyone goes, whoa. I'm like, fuckers, you have one in your pocket. Pull that shit out. It's like going into a club.
No, but she was like, this is my jurisdiction. I need to see a license. I'm like,
she gets no jurisdiction in her life.
She
all,
doesn't,
dude.
She was Pat, dude. She was totally Pat.
That was fun, though, because we kind of saw it. We cheated. We saw it from the side. Yeah. And we got to
we didn't pay.
Well, we were going to pay. They didn't let us in. So we did it, Walter and Fawn show. We pirated our pirated our way in.
So that was just the beginning, dude. But it was an amazing weekend.
I'd like to thank Chris Brown for giving us, for filling up a table at a cabana full of shots.
Yes. Did you see that? There was like 30, 40 shots.
Of all things. It was great.
We had beer shots, a pool, everything, cabana. Shots, yeah. We had a cabana of Walt. We had a cabana
next to the slide.
Yes.
Even the little kids were jealous. They were like, hey, man, look at, don't hate. We got Kool-Aid shots, too.
The cabana, dude. We went down the slide of the Golden Nugget. Checked out the fucking
sharks.
The sharks.
That was dope.
That was awesome.
Right? It was cool. I mean, in the end, like, okay, dude, we have the most luxurious place to live in. By the way, we did, but still. But we did whatever we want. Went into the Heart Attack Cafe. You wear a gown. You eat a fucking cheeseburger full of cheese and burger.
All of their burgers are called, like, what do they call? Like, fucking bypass.
Oh, that's right. Single bypass. It was all, like, medical terminology. Yeah. Like, it was great. It was, like, coronary artery, like, amazingness. But we did stay at the second. No, we stayed at the penthouse at the hotel. I mean, we were running laps, remember? And then we were running laps in the place. It was great. And
thank you, Walt. Thank you. Again, thank you.
Just the boys. Thank all of you guys for showing up, man. Thank you. It was something that probably will never happen again.
I agree. I totally agree.
But thank you. Vegas.
But Walt.
Well, you know, every Vegas story needs a celebrity. And we had one, too.
At least one.
We had one. At least one. P motherfucking Rose showed up. Well, he didn't show up. He was already there. And I had to pay $100. But so what?
I hate you for that part.
A ball signed by Pete Rose. Then we all signed it. Now it looks like he was hanging with us. I took a picture with Pete Rose, and then Gil did that. What do you call it when you're taking a picture and there's a guy in the background who messes up the picture?
Oh, photobombing.
A photobombing. Yeah. Gil showed up photobombing. Yeah. I'd like to thank Dr. Alex's coat. Because he left it there, and Gil used it in the morning. I used it at night. Like, dude, my Saturday night, and if you guys go to... My Instagram, Walt Cortez, like, dude, I dressed like Fletch. I had a James Worthy jersey with the magical coat. Dude.
The magical coat.
Amazing.
You look down, fool.
I got like a million, like you look retarded, but I got three or four. You look awesome. And it was worth it.
They got it.
They've seen Fletch. And if you ain't seen Fletch, well, Jesus, you're not friends of the show. Right?
Yep.
Fletch lives.
They don't know about this, but you called me in a little, like, after the time that we were supposed to be here. What happened?
Actually, first of all, dude, if you guys follow me on Instagram, Walt Cortez at Instagram, and I also have a link on that for walterandfonz.blogspot.com, our show. I spent the night in Laguna Beach, dude.
How is that
place? OC. Every time I cross Los Angeles County lines, more specifically to the south, I just get scared, bro. The OC scares me, dude. It's not about money. It's not about, I mean, there's Hispanics there too. It's just different. It's just scary. I don't know. Anyway, I survived. I stood there. I was in Laguna Beach in this Gucci ass resort, dude. And it was a hotel, not a resort. It was a hotel, but it was like right on the water. I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing. And it was cool. It was awesome. I would love to go there one more time, but like, probably have to save for another 20 years, so that's cool. Or sponsors for the show. We can do a show there.
Up.
Surf and Sand Hotel. But I was there, and you know what? I'm going to go on a rant, Fonz, because I showed up, and I was there, and it was fun. It was great, dude. I mean, obviously, I'm old enough to just be like, there's no inferior complex. I'm Hispanic, but so what, dude? It's 2013. There's a lot of people, Hispanics, living everywhere. There's a lot of everywhere living everywhere. Everything living everywhere. You know what I mean?
Totally.
But what bites me, dude, my fucking rant, oh my God, is like, I don't get it, Fonz. I can't figure this out because I keep trying. It's happened to me more than once, but it happened this morning. I like picked up, I would say my car, but I had to do this weird switch of cars. Anyway, I was picking the car that I had to drive back here into LA. And
from the valet, right?
Yeah, from the valet. And the car, it was a drop-off. So my sister-in-law came. She was going to stay there forever, and I was leaving. And the car literally stood in the parking lot for, like, 4 minutes. But regardless, I mean, it's Gucci. I you know, you have to be part of the culture, so I was going to tip. And I was going to tip good. And anyway, I had my hand in my pocket. So the guy was going to give me my car keys, the car was already on, but he was going to tell me, like, peace out or later. He didn't look him in the eyes. And me, just in my head, like, just good gesture. I gave him the money. But he never looked at me in the eyes. And he didn't know how much money was in there.
Yeah.
And it was good money, dude. I mean, not because that's the way I roll, but because I was in that neighborhood. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
you want to fit
me?
In. You know?
I just want to do what normal people do, you know?
Yeah.
In that environment. And it's cool. I get it. Like,
but sometimes you feel like we have to represent, right?
Well, I do a little bit, but I forgot about that. And okay. This shit reminds me of it. But I forget about that stuff. You know what I mean?
Cool.
Like, I go to a place where natural tipping is like $5. Cool. I'll play the $5 role. Do I go to a place where natural tipping is $25? Well, then I'll play it. I don't like it, but I'll do it because it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Not because I have anything to say.
Or prove.
I'm just being part of everyone else, man. Yeah, I'm just a chameleon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
So he didn't know how much money I was giving him. But he never looked at me in the face. He grabbed that money, put it in his pocket.
He didn't say thank you.
I said thank you. He never said thank you back to me. And I don't care what's said or not because it's all about actions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Words to me.
He could have said thank you with his eyes, but he never looked at you, right?
Never looked at me in the eyes. Yeah. You know? And I think to myself, fuck, dude, where are we as men as a society, bro? Like, I'm a fucking man. You're a man. Shake my hand. Or fuck that. I get it. You're a valet guy. But look at someone in the eye, bro. That's customer service 101, I would imagine. How about this? That's being a man 101. Look someone in the goddamn fucking eyes, dude. In the eyeballs. That shows to me that you respect me. Guess what? I respect you. And
You weren't putting his job down or anything like that, right?
And I'm the worst scrubby looking dude in Laguna Beach. I got a Henry Rollins band t-shirt and cut off Docker shorts. Like, you know what I mean?
Like you didn't buy them this way. You cut them yourself, right?
No, I didn't buy them that way. But still, like, what the fuck? Like, they weren't like I bought them at Kohl's if you want to know where I bought them at. You know what I mean? Like, I'm wearing a fucking band t-shirt. Like, dude, all these dudes, like, are amazing. All right, and guess what? You motherfucker who's taking my money, we have more in common than everyone else in here. You're the bottom of the totem pole in this hotel. Guess what? So am I. What the fuck is your problem? You're going to make friends with all these dudes who don't give a shit about you or me? I identify with you and you're not going to look me in the eyes? Because at the end of the day, whatever our salaries are, as low as we are in the totem pole, at the end of the day, we are in the same fucking part of the totem pole. And you're not going to look at me like, hey.
What's up?
I'm glad one of us is here. You're going to look at me like, fuck you. Like, you're better than me? By the way, you're not better than me. Take a look in your pocket. See what I gave you. Then you'll see that I'm better than you. But my plan isn't to be better than you. My plan is to say, hey, I'm down with everyone. With the rich folk, with the dudes, the poor folk, the people that are cleaning the hotel. While we were in there, dude, I spoke in Spanish. And they were so comfortable that we were able to figure out what we wanted. And guess what? We got more because I spoke to them in Spanish.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter. There isn't a totem pole. To me, it's like, I love everybody, dude. But you're going to look at me and be like,
no, we're actually not looking. No,
you're going to not look at me? Like, you seriously are not going to look at me. Like, I got better customers because there were, like, in that hotel, not going to lie, dude. It was like Rolls Royces, Maseratis, shit like that, dude. I mean, seriously, my Subaru can... My 2001 Subaru, like, it's still the prettiest car other than those, and which wasn't the car I was driving. But you're going to look at the fucking, all that shit, which is not a part of you, and you're going to look down at me? Put it this way. Even the people in those Maseratis, in those Rolls Royces, we're still cool. we're all on the same level. Because those guys ain't have nothing to prove.
Yeah.
The bigger picture is this. I'm concerned that men don't grow up understanding the importance of looking another man in the eye. That's the big picture. In the end, whatever, this guy's a fucking dude. And he wasn't a kid, bro. He was like 25, 27. He was no kid. My concern is that those guys grow up without knowing the importance of a handshake, without knowing the importance of getting look in the eye of someone and genuinely thanking someone, you know, old school gestures. Robin tells me this. Robin goes, you know what, Walt? You're a liberal, but you're conservative at heart. I'm like, hey, you know what? Whatever. That makes me American. I'm the best of both worlds. But call me. That's not conservative. That's old school. And if a lot of old school dudes are conservative like that, that's cool. But you know what? That bothered me. It didn't bother me, like his face, because I don't understand. He might not know the importance of looking at someone in the eye, and men are growing up like that. And that is bull.
I agree.
So if you're a pot smoking, drunk, belligerent, whatever you're doing in your life, and you're hearing this show, still be a man, dude. I hope that you get out of what you're doing and become a better person. But don't forget that being a better person, you're still a man, and be a man, dude. Look someone in the eye. And that just, I'm worried that people are not growing up that way.
I agree with you, dude. I think there's this website that I have to plug, because I think every man should go to this website.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Am I okay though, Fonz, in your book? I haven't seen the website.
You guys are okay. You guys are like men, but there's things that men should think about, that men should explore, that men sometimes, you know, like if you watch TV nowadays, it's all womanized. We're always the bad guys. Mm-hmm. As a man, we're
except
always
the bad
guys.
Except for SportsCenter. Yeah.
But maybe the commercials.
Yeah, you're right.
When you start looking at the Carl's Jr. commercials that like fucking like men have to eat here because they don't know how to cook. Mm-hmm. Or men can't change the baby's diapers because they don't know how, right?
Yeah.
So there's this website that I love and I want to everybody to go to. It's called Art of Manliness. It speaks for itself. But one of the things
the art of manliness.
Artofmanliness.com.
Sweet.
Artofmanliness.com.
And if you can't spell, you're not a man. So yeah. Artofmanliness.com.
Just Google it, dude. Just go. So artofmanliness.com. Go check it out. But some of the things that I have, like, even before I saw this website, you know, for me, the most important thing is, like, I have a little sister, right? Gotcha. So she brings a boyfriend over or a friend, a guy she's dating, whatever. And he's like, hey, nice to meet you. And he shakes my hand like a pussy.
The limp handshake?
The limp hand? Fuck you, you know? Like, it's all about the handshake.
So, but do you think it's not his fault, or is it?
I don't know. I don't care.
It's society, right?
It's society. You got to learn that shit.
You have to. Somewhere that needs to be taught.
You got to figure this shit out. You know, you're a man. You shake people's hands. Everybody, men, women, you shake people's hands like a fucking man, dude. You know? That shit gets remembered.
And I'm going to say this, dude. And Fonz, you can give it to me like this. But the easiest thing to say is like, well, you just need someone to grow up with a man, with a father. You don't need to grow up with a father.
Nope.
Because you know what? You got a penis, you're a man.
Yeah.
Act like one.
Figure it out. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, jinx. That's funny. No, seriously, you said that at the same time.
Because
you're right.
I mean, I didn't grow up with a man, or there's a lot of questions that I had. But I figured that shit out. You know, it's like you have to act like a man every single day. You know, you shake people's hands like with respect. You look at them in the eye. You man up. Learn the fucking word, man up. Learn it. You know, like and then with customer service, it's like, you know, we work with customers.
We do. Yeah, exactly. You work in customer service.
I do.
I still work with customer service.
We do. It's like this is how we get paid. You know, you respect people. You listen to them.
Yeah.
You fucking look them in the eye. You shake their hand. Think of it like you're fucking better than them when you're shaking their hand. You know, you don't crush their hand, but you know what? This is my job, and be proud of it, dude. That's a problem.
Own your shit, right?
Own
be
your shit.
Be proud of what
you know,
you do.
This is what I do. This is how I get paid. This is how I pay my bills. Why not fucking as a valet say, you know what? This is my job right now.
Yeah.
It's not my last job.
And the funny thing is, no matter what you do, when you're proud of it, people respect you.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you could be the best fucking valet, dog. And then people will notice that shit, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not my last job, but this is what I'm doing right now. And you know what? Fuck it. But for now on, I think for when it comes to customer service, because we are not rich, but sometimes we deal with the rich. You know, we go to places where are a little bit more expensive than we're used to.
Yeah.
So when we get bad service, we should really we should take care of it. We should fucking expect the best because we are paying for it. We should expect more from these people because if not, they're not going to learn. So when you get bad customer service, I think you should call up where you're at a restaurant. Let's say you're waiting for your food. That fucking shit never comes. Or the waitress never shows up with your beer.
Yeah.
You're waiting more than 15 minutes. I mean, you.
But no, like. Sorry, the beer right now. We're changing the nozzle.
Oh,
like
no.
At least you'd be like, yeah, oh, at least I you know what's going on. What's going on. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we're really busy. I'm sorry, but let me give you this or just give me a second. When it comes out of like, when it becomes really out of hand, I think we should take it upon ourselves to expect more. Because if not, then we're going to get taken advantage of.
And they get away with it.
Yeah. So what you do is just call up the place that you're at.
While you're in there. That's freaking genius, dog.
So you call them up and you say, you know what? I'm sitting here. I've been here for 15 minutes. I'm leaving because of so-and-so. This and this is happening.
Where do you get this?
You give this name and then you give them their name. And then you say, you know what? I like this place, but I don't think I'm going to come back. And I'm a Yelp. I fucking subscribe to Yelp. So I'm going to write about this. You talk to the manager and you tell them what's going on because it's their responsibility to fix this problem.
Mm-hmm. You're a Yelpist.
I'm a Yelpist. Right? I mean, you're giving them a chance to fix it.
I was very disappointed. Yeah. I wasn't pissed. I was pissed because I thought it was about me. But then I was not pissed because I, like, this guy doesn't know me. And I was just disappointed in the fate of mankind. Not humankind, but mankind. I'd love to see the ladies' example, but I as far as mankind, not womankind, mankind, that was a sad disappointment. I love 4th of July. I love Uncle Sam. Fonz, what do you love?
Beer.
Yeah. You want to get some more?
Let's do it.
All right, guys. With that note, have an amazing 4th of July. Fonzo.
Love you guys.